Moment sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us.
Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014, almost to the end of the month there. Hump day, middle of the week day. Starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday and another, hopefully, relaxing weekend. I don't know. These last few weekends have been just as stressful as the weekdays here. A little program note. On our third hour today, we're going to have author Dahlia May Lachlan. She is the author of a series of books for children. She sent me two of them. The People Who Refuse to Be Sheeple and Great Monster Corn. She's going to be talking about her project. And contrary to my comment that I made earlier when I announced this, these books are available in the United States over at Amazon, and we did post a link to the Amazon page at whatreallyhappened.com. So these are definitely books you ought to look at and buy for your own children or as presents to other families with children, because they really do provide a counterpoint to the corporately produced propaganda that is being poured onto our children every single day. And I think a good illustration of that is I posted a link to a video that Schoolhouse Rock did many, many years ago about the U.S. Constitution. And it underscores the fact that back then, certainly back when I was a kid, we were taught to just honor and cherish the Constitution as the organic document for our nation. And of course, today, as we've documented, Common Core is teaching our kids that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are outdated and they need to be changed. And really, you shouldn't be, you know, all that concerned about the government when it's not complying with the Bill of Rights, because it's so old fashioned. This whole Bill of Rights thing, it's your grandfather and grandmother's thing. Yeah, you're young modern kids and you shouldn't be concerned about that. So we'll be talking to her in hour number three. Now, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And before we get into the news, I want to give you a heads up. There's another massive phishing attack going on all over the net, or malware attack. And this one shows up with an email saying receipt for your payment, or thank you for your payment, or order confirmation. And then inside it just says, your account has been charged for $900 some odd, and your shipping manifest is in the attachment. And of course, people are going to say, I didn't order anything. And they click the attachment. And it's actually an installer for a screensaver. And I have no idea what the screensaver is about, because obviously screensavers are a well-liked way to install malware on your system. In fact, you shouldn't be downloading free screensavers from anybody anywhere. They're a major, major security risk. And I got a whole bunch of these emails this morning. So there's a big push by somebody to try and compromise machines. And you just want to keep away from that. All righty. Now, I want to get onto the news over at Ukraine. Earlier in the week, the U.S. State Department came out with these photographs that they said absolutely prove that Russian forces were on the ground in eastern Ukraine, you know, causing all kinds of trouble. And there was a very interesting video about the State Department spokesbimbo who was out there. And, of course, she was being very cagey. She was saying the photos appear to show maybe she was avoiding a declarative statement completely. And it was well that she did that, because one of the reporters in the room just gave her a grilling on this whole thing. And very clearly, we've reached the point where the world's media, if not that here in the U.S., is simply not trusting anything the U.S. government says anymore. And basically, paraphrasing loosely, the reaction in this press conference was, oh, come on! And their skepticism was justified because those photos that were tweeted all over the net and posted all over the net and appeared in the New York Times have already been discredited. Now, the photos that were put onto the net, printed at the New York Times, were low-resolution pictures of fighters allegedly wearing Russian insignia while in Georgia, and then later as protesters in East Ukraine, saying, these are the same men. These are the same men. This is the proof of an armed Russian intervention in Ukraine. Now, there's a very powerful tool that you can use, and it's called the Google Image Search, where you can drag and drop an image into the search engine, and it will then find all the images of all resolutions. And looking at the high-resolution originals of these photos, it is very obvious these are not the same people. Remember what I said the other day? Thanks to the internet and the independent media, the average lifespan of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer. And the egg timer already ran out on this one. Now, the U.S. is out there saying they will act in days if no Russian action in Ukraine. Well, there is no Russian action in Ukraine. And there is no massive troop buildup on the border. So this is just the U.S. trying to, again, make it look like Russia's the problem to justify going into the Ukraine militarily. Meanwhile, of course, it's the U.S. that is arming up around there. They're sending troops near Russia, into Poland, into Estonia, into Lithuania. They're sending weapons. They're just cranking up the war machine here. The U.S. is sending paratroopers. Ostensibly, oh, this is just a military exercise. You don't need to worry about all of this. And, of course, when the Russian troops were inside Russia having a military exercise, oh, they're getting ready to invade. The hordes are coming. We've got to, you know, it's all very one-sided and it's all very transparent. Five NATO minesweeper ships are heading for deployment in the Baltic Sea. So they're just sending in more and more resources, and they're just arming up. They're getting ready. They're really going to do it. They're really, really going to do it. And the corporate media's role is to demonize the Russians. And I saw this story a little earlier today. This was reported over at Sky News. RAF jet chases Russian planes away from the United Kingdom. Oh, my goodness, the Russians are coming. Well, the story actually is, two Russian bombers were flying over the North Atlantic. They did not enter British airspace. And Russia, like every other country on Earth, has a right to fly their aircraft, civilian and military, in international airspace anywhere they feel like going. But the British sent up a tornado and buzzed the Russian bombers to try and get them to move away. Apparently, there was another situation where Russian bombers were flying up by the Arctic and the Dutch Air Force went up and made stink face at them. Now, Russia may be continuing to send messages. Certainly, they sent a very strong one with that Su-24 that absolutely shut down the active systems on the Donald Cook. Russia may also be probing the air defense systems of all those European countries. Because I think Putin has realized that it doesn't matter what he says or does. The U.S. wants a war with Russia so that that ruble is not a threat to the dominance of the dollar. And by hook or by crook, or both, the U.S. government's going to get that war because they think it's going to solve all the nation's problems because, hey, that worked in World War I and World War II. Interesting article over at SOT.net, and it's hammering home a point I was talking about yesterday. Occupation of government building was a sign of democracy last January in Kiev, but it's a sign of terrorism now that it's in April. And he's saying, I'm confused. Can anybody help me? You know, back in January, it's democracy and now it's terror. Well, it's really very, very simple. The U.S. puppet junta in Kiev is good, and the people of Ukraine and democracy are bad. That's basically the attitude that's going on. The U.S. and its allies overthrew the elected government in Kiev. The people of Ukraine don't want to go along with that, and now the U.S. is basically getting ready to use force to tell the Ukrainian people, I don't care if you didn't vote for this government. I don't care if you don't like this government. You will obey our puppet regime. You're now a province of the new American Empire, and the provinces are not allowed to break away. Forgetting the humiliation to the U.S. government when Iran succeeded in breaking away in 1979, which is why the U.S. has been in there trying to take them back in 2009 and why they want to invade now. Provinces are not allowed to break away from the empire. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Interesting little article over in Voltaire Net towards the end of U.S. propaganda, and it's basically commenting, again, because of the internet and the independent media, Western propaganda isn't working any longer. Yep. Mea maxima culpa on that one. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops that go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I love that piece of bump music, especially in light of the revelation that the United States of America, although comprising only 5% of the world's population, consumes 50% of all the world's prescription drugs. We're a bunch of pillheads. We really are in this country here. Now, getting back to the situation in the path to war, which we're all being dragged down against our will, There was an interesting article over at ingeniouspress.com, Common Sense versus Obama's Next War, and it's basically pointing out how the U.S. government is continuing these aggressions against the wishes of the American people. We're war-weary. We don't want another war. We don't want to see any more of our sons and daughters coming back in those cheap metal boxes draped with those made-in-China American flags. And there was sufficient backlash against Obama and Kerry last August when it was obvious they were lying to us yet again about Assad gassing his own people right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived and couldn't come up with a reason for Assad to do something so stupid. So we dumped it in Congress's lap, and Congress held off because they're looking at midterm elections and they know the war is definitely a campaign loser. So right now, public pressure seems to be holding the war machine at bay, but they're trying to think of some way they can get the wars going around American the American people's opposition, which is why I know they're thinking about false flags right now. You know, Boeing 777 in Aeroflot livery flying near the U.S. and setting off an atomic bomb. Thank goodness we intercepted it 100 miles out to sea and there was no damage. But those gosh darn Ruskies. Or they could smuggle a submarine into the Black Sea, torpedo one of the U.S. warships. Meanwhile, story over in journalneo.org, Ukraine, the anti-Maidan begins. And it's basically talking about how the junta in Kiev, after seizing power by force and overthrowing the elected government, had to know there was going to be a backlash. And so they went into power knowing they were going to have to basically set up a dictatorship to crush down free speech and dissent, especially in the eastern Ukraine. Some of the things they did right at the start were very stupid and heavy-handed, like banning the Russian language. Now, they did rescind that order, but it still sent a very clear message that from the point of view of the junta in Kiev, the ethnic Russians are second-class citizens. And apparently, now that the Ukrainian leadership has voided that agreement that was made up in Geneva, to which the separatists were not invited, I might add, and are therefore under no obligation to abide by, Ukraine's leaders are saying they have full United States backing to take on the aggressors. Remember, back in January, you know, people occupying the government buildings, that was democracy in action. And today, people occupying government buildings, that's terrorism, it's militants, it's aggression. And they're using military force against them. We're going to take a phone call here. Tom in Minnesota. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Michael. You opened up talking about the Bill of Rights, and I'd kind of like to give a thought I have on them that I really don't hear declared much, and I think would clarify a lot of things for people. For one thing, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights are three separate documents. And, for example, Wikipedia makes a mistake of saying the Bill of Rights is a collective name for the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. The Bill of Rights has nothing to do with amending the Constitution. It's a declaration of natural rights that were added.
Well, it is a declaration of natural rights here, but technically they are amendments to the original Constitution, and they're part of the Constitution. But these amendments, it is necessary to remind people, these amendments do not grant you the rights. The government didn't give you the rights. The government agreed to respect those rights in exchange for the permission of the people to be the government. That's the contract with America.
And what I'm saying is the founding fathers, when they, the anti-federalists in particular, when they, in the states that demanded the Bill of Rights, their intention was if the Constitution was going to be amended, that was a separate process. Because it makes no sense to say a Bill of Rights and you can say, well, ending slavery and the right to vote should definitely be an amendment to the Bill of Rights. But the amendment to the Constitution, like, we can tax you on your income, senators are by popular vote, not state appointed by the legislature's prohibition for congressional salaries, these should not have been listed with the Bill of Rights, because they have nothing to do with natural rights.
Well, wait a minute. You're sort of muddying the issue, and I think you're straining at gnats and swatting at flies here over whether they're amendments or not. It is important to remember that those first 10 amendments do represent that contract with America where we the people allow the government to be the government as long as it plays by these rules, and those rules are you will respect our rights. Clearly the current government is not doing that. And
right.
That's why, you know, and that's what we really need to keep in mind. And the academic discussion of whether they're really amendments or not, you know, that's, I'm sure that makes for a great coffee table conversation, but it's really not germane to the discussion of a government that is clearly not playing by the rules any longer.
Well, here's what I think the importance of it is like prohibition's a perfect example. They say we have prohibition, and then they do another amendment saying we've canceled it. And it's like, so that says that these rights can be taken and given and taken away. And I'm saying natural rights can't be. Therefore, amendments to the Constitution should be separate from the Bill of Rights, because Bill of Rights are something that cannot be taken away or modified under any condition.
I agree with you in theory. Okay, unfortunately, we do know that amendments involving our rights can be taken away, but only by another amendment process. And we've been seeing, to give you a good example, the gun grabbers have been working for years trying to get an anti-gun climate in America where they could pass, Congress could pass an amendment rescinding the Second Amendment and get it ratified by the necessary three-quarter states. They keep coming up short, which is why it has not happened. Anyway, we're sort of getting into very fine technical details, but I think we need to get back to the idea that what's going on is we have a federal government that absolutely is not complying with the Constitution. Whether you call them amendments or not, they represent restrictions on federal action, which the federal government is simply ignoring at this point. The phone lines are loading up here. Tom, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Steve in New York. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm calling because of something you mentioned yesterday on the show, because my wife, she has heart issues, and you had mentioned a medication that was out there that had no efficacy at all, but it led you to have an incredible body odor. I was just curious, what was the name of that medication you were talking about, if you still had it on hand?
I don't remember it off the top of my head. I'm sure you can find it if you go to whatreallyhappened.com, and in the upper right of the main page, there is a search engine.
Okay.
Where you could just put in the word heart,
okay,
and you'll probably get the article on the first page. Okay?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Otherwise, email me and off air, and I'll hunt that down and send it to you. We're going to switch over to the Analog Anarchist up in Maine. And by the way, I really do love that name. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Three quick news stories. I'm actually sorry I turned on my Galaxy 19 today. I just caught Obama on Press TV Iran threatening Russia with America's quote-unquote superior military power. And I also caught on Russia Today, Sophie and Co. has a Lavrov interview in English about the issue. What I really call about a news item I heard today on WBZAM Boston. There have been three homicides in the last week or so, I think it was. The mayor is pushing a program to install 24-hour video surveillance in every bar and club, quote, so they know who visits these establishments.
Okay, anarchist, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I will come back to you.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Analog Anarchist up in Maine. And I first of all want to comment on the first part of your phone call where Obama is out there threatening Russia with America's superior military. Now, every tyrant in history who starts a war of aggression starts it absolutely convinced that their military is superior to the other side. Because if they didn't think that, they wouldn't be starting the war. I'm going to start a war that I know we will lose. Am I not wonderful? And the throngs cheer for him. The reality is the United States of America does spend far more on their military than any other country. But most of that money basically goes to graft, corruption, you know, huge cost increases created by the defense contractors under cost plus, with the result that what is being produced are these bloated, over-engineered weapons that don't really work very well. And again, talking about the movie The Pentagon Wars, somebody did find an online copy of it. We linked it to the What Really Happened page yesterday. I think a good analogy is America's healthcare. We have the most expensive healthcare in the world, but it's rated as something like 33rd in quality. And the same thing seems to be true of our military. We've all been hearing about these disaster stories, the F-22 going into 5 years in service. It's still asphyxiating its pilots. They can't find what the problem is. The F-35 is turning out to be an absolute boondoggle. It's cost more than the gross domestic product of Australia to develop. It's not actually in operational service yet. They still don't have the helmet fire control system working at all. But the airplane has turned out to be a lot heavier, a lot slower than they wanted. It can't fly in the rain or the fog or the electronics stop working. Can't fly near lightning. And the Pentagon is looking at it. The Pentagon has already lowered the requirements for the program. So they can say, yes, it's a huge success. We were smart to spend the money. But as of right now, without even going into service yet, the F-35 is already judged to be an inferior dogfighter to the current serving frontline Russian fighter planes. We've all heard about the Independence-class littoral combat ships, which are supposed to project power across the beaches into other people's territory. It's underarmed, underarmored, and its electronic systems are wide open to interference. Apparently, that is true now of the Aegis ships like the Donald Cook, because we had that incident the other day where an Su-24 carrying Russia's latest electronic counter-warfare systems flew over the ship and absolutely shut down all the systems. They wouldn't work. And we know all of these American ships are built with an overdependence on their active defenses. And that was demonstrated a while back when the Navy was playing with one of their little remotely piloted drones. It accidentally crashed into the housing for the spy radar, broke right through that thin hull plating, and destroyed $30 million worth of computers. So without active missile defense and the phalanx system, those Aegis ships are sitting ducks, and Russia just proved that they can shut them down. They can blind them. I don't think America's military is superior. Yes, it's most expensive, but we keep hearing all these horror stories. We're talking about the latest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. They're experimenting with a new magnetic railgun catapult. They can't get that to work. The aircraft elevators keep jamming. The dual band radar system doesn't work. They're pouring huge amounts of money into these systems, and they're getting inferior weapons, and it's all driven by money. I don't know if you're old enough to remember this back during the Vietnam era, but there was an internal battle in the weapons procurement program versus the M14 rifle and the M16, which mm-hmm. was developed by Armalite. Mm-hmm. And the military high command, which had lots of investments with the company producing the M14, they were pushing the M14 because, in theory, the idea was it used exactly the same ammunition as the light machine gun, and therefore that was going to simplify logistics. But the reality was they were all invested in this one company, and they literally went out for the tests in Vietnam of the M16, and they sabotaged the tests. They put the wrong propellant in the shells, the 223 shells, to make the guns jam, to create the image that they were unreliable. And they got a lot of American kids killed to try and make that point. And it was a big stink, resulted in a congressional investigation about how these money junkies in the Pentagon were willing to let your kids get killed so they could get their gun and their favorite corporation the contract for supplying the weapon. And Congress basically came out and said, no, clearly the M16 is a superior weapon, and it's become one of the standard weapons around the world now. I think it's second only to the AK-47. So it's all driven by money, and yes, it makes these weapons cost huge amounts of money, but they're not very good. Our new warplanes, they're sitting on the ground half the time with broken systems, and you know the Russians build their systems much simpler, more durable, more reliable.
Exactly.
And I'm sure Obama's convinced our military is superior because he's looking at how much it's costing. But I think the United States is committing the same strategic error that the Nazis did toward the end of World War II. It's an over-reliance on their high-tech weapons. And we're finding out how easy it is for foreign governments to jam and hijack and take down those drones, to just hack into that satellite link. And I don't think the United States can prevail against Russia and China in conventional war. Remember, the only reason we were able to prevail against Germany in World War II in the war on the Atlantic was we, for most of that war, we couldn't stop the German U-boats. And the U.S. solution was to simply build cargo ships faster than Germany could sink them. But we had steel mills and shipyards back then. We don't have that anymore. We don't have what I call the four M's. We don't have the money, we don't have the manufacturing, we don't have the manpower, and we don't have the moral authority.
And the reliance on I was in the Air Force from 65 to 69 in radar. I suspect that the Russians are probably still using some vacuum tubes in some of their stuff because they're immune to the EMP.
Could very well be. I guess that's why all the new high-end stereo systems are going back to vacuum tubes. I thought vacuum tubes were cute. You know. I thought they're really very good. A lot of people are going back to analog because of all this NSA tinkering with our digital stuff. But, I think our military certainly qualifies as the most expensive in the world. I don't know that it's really superior. Because both Russia and China, when they do military spending, the agenda there is to build effective weapon systems. And here in the United States, it's just another way to loot money from the American people and put it in the pocket of political cronies who then write really thick campaign checks. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, and here we are.
Good talking to you.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Now, an interesting article that came out over at journalneo.org. Does the CIA plan a Syrian-style terror war in Ukraine? And basically what the article is saying is the United States cannot get the support of the American people for direct military intervention in Ukraine any more than they could not get American support for a direct military intervention in Syria last August. And so as an alternative, what the U.S. may do is start sending covert mercenaries, well, we already know American mercenaries are on the ground there in eastern Ukraine, and weapons, and basically say, oh, it's a civil war, really, and it's just Ukrainian against Ukrainian, with the reality that most of the forces that are going to be on the side of Kiev are covert-supported U.S. Forces, because, you know, gosh darn it, we stole Ukraine fair and square, and we're justified in murdering people until they let us keep it. Now, we're seeing another article over in Blacklisted News where they're still pushing this idea that the goal of the United States and NATO is to isolate Russia. And if that is the goal, boy, is it already failing miserably. With all this talk of sanctions, it's driven Russia and China closer together, Russia and Iran closer together, Russia and India closer together. As a policy, it's a failure. The U.S. goal, though, is to get into a state of war with Russia and China so that all the remaining U.S. allies will be forced to stop using the ruble and the yuan and go back to dependence on that U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. It's a money junkies war, only they want your kids to die for it. Another article over in voiceofrussia.com, and it's another confirmation of what we've been saying on the show for quite some time, basically saying that the Russian economists are saying, yeah, there is a link between this crisis in Ukraine and the fate of the U.S. currency. So the Russians know this is what it's all about. It's a war for the bankers. It's a war for the dollar. It's all about forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods, forcing the world onto the petrodollar deal. And the Russians know that's the motive for what's going on. Another article out there in Investment Watch blog is the world economy's collapse, the shadow of war is upon the world. And they're absolutely right. Because every time the U.S. financial system gets into a hopeless mess of their own making, they get into a world war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. We've already bombed and invaded 17 countries, plus who knows how many we're trying to overthrow covertly. We're already in World War III, and you might as well accept it. We're just waiting for the big bang that wakes everybody else up. We'll be right back after these commercials.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Werner up in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Micah, I just hit the radio on, and I heard Ben Swan there.
Yes.
I would like to add something into the fray about what happened at the Bundy Ranch.
Okay.
About it is not a unique case because it has been going on over the last years, especially at an accelerated rate all over the states and in Canada too, in order to get the family farm, the family ranches, get them out of the picture, the family businesses, to make way for the big multinational corporations.
Yes, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the motives.
Yeah, and there's been lots of money being made in the military-industrial sector. You know?
Yes.
And basically, a lot of that money is being invested again in big corporations. He said agricultural corporations or chemical corporations and everything. And they invest for maximum return and for working towards the ultimate goal, the global agenda. You know.
Well, basically, what all these large corporations are doing is they're trying to create a state of dependency where all humans are dependent on these corporations for basic living necessities. And that's why they're trying to get rid of small family farms and independent farms, because they want you dependent on the giant agricultural corporations. This is why they're trying to crush down alternative currencies. They want you dependent on the Federal Reserve. They don't want you growing medical herbs in your own backyard. They want you dependent on the pharmaceutical corporations, the medical industrial complex. It's all about enforced dependency. And that, of course, does eventually lead to revolution. That's why we call July 4th Independence Day and not Freedom Day, or we kick the British butt day. Because up until the revolution, the policy of the British government was to keep the American colonies in enforced dependence on the British East India Company, the Bank of England. They were not allowed to provide for themselves. They were kept dependent. And what they wanted was independence, to provide for themselves their own way, in the way that they thought worked best for the people.
And if I can retract a little bit, what I found out over the years, I've been talking with farmers and ranchers right across the continent. There comes something else, and this is about, for decades, the cattle mutilations, you know?
Yes.
And there's been anything done in order to get the independent people, get them out of the way, you know. And this is what I've encountered here: cattle mutilation falls in the same heading.
Well, when you're talking about a ranch that's running a couple of thousand head of cattle, you know, rather spectacularly butchering one or two, I don't think is going to get those ranchers to sell.
There are a lot of ranchers that had a lot more animals being killed, and it was covered up by veterinarians and by government law enforcement and government agencies, but there were a few exceptional individuals that started investigating. You know, some sheriffs and so there in the Midwest, they started investigating.
Well, and I guess that's when we started seeing the corporate media come out with this whole cattle mutilations and linking it to flying saucers, you know, and all the rest of that stuff.
Then the scientific horse for hire, they come to the rescue, like Linda Moulton now. The last time I spoke to her, she said, "I only investigate cattle mutilations done by UFOs and aliens."
Okay. All right. Well, Werner, we're going to let you go here because I want to get off of cattle mutilations and flying saucers, and I want to sort of get back onto the situation with the impending war, because I think that's a much more pressing issue. So thank you very much for the phone call. And finishing up on the Ukraine, a couple of breaking stories. The president of the Russian International Affairs Council, Igor Ivanov, said Washington is using Ukraine as the pawn for their objective of starting a war with Russia. They're really, really trying to do this. Sergei Lavrov is out there basically saying, and this is apparently in the wake of Biden's visit to Kiev, Lavrov is saying, there's no reason to doubt the U.S. is running the show in the Ukraine. We know it is. We know that front groups for U.S. covert action and overthrow, Canvas, USAID, were very much involved in Kiev overthrowing the elected government there and putting in this new putsch, as it were. Now, over in Syria, things aren't going all that well for the U.S. over there. Another 115 gunmen from the towns of Jabhat al-Kashab, Tranja, Mashara, Khan Arnaba, al-Bath City, and I can't even pronounce this last one, have surrendered to Syrian authorities and turned over their weapons. And as Assad promised, they were required to swear an oath that they would take no action against the Syrian government, and then they were allowed to leave. And apparently, this is a growing trend. Hundreds and hundreds of these Syrians who were recruited by the hired mercenaries to bolster their ranks have had enough. And they're accepting Assad's offer of amnesty to turn in their guns and say, "We promise we'll be good." And Assad says, "Great, go forth and sin no more." Now, a big problem for the United States, of course, is that Syria is getting ready to have elections. And President al-Assad is standing for re-election, and based on the polls, he's going to win re-election in a landslide. And, of course, when he does, if the U.S. can't get in there and have a war and just get rid of Assad before that election, and Assad wins that election, and the U.S. can't get in there either to rig the election, they're not allowing these electronic voting machines in there. An al-Assad victory in the Syrian elections is going to completely destroy the U.S. justification for going into Syria to free the Syrian people from that cruel, evil tyrant that they hate. And they can't invade in time, probably, and they can't rig the election. So what do? The United States and the United Nations and the European Union are saying, you shouldn't be having elections in this time here. You know, we object to you holding presidential elections in Syria. I mean, it's when they're supposed to happen. That's like if somebody stood up in Europe and said, really, the United States should not have midterm elections this coming November. That's what they're saying right now. And I know what this is all about. What the U.S. and European Union are going to do is simply ignore the Syrian elections and say, we don't recognize the election. Assad's an illegitimate ruler. We don't care how many Syrians voted for him. We declare that the elections are null and void, which they don't have a right to do. Meanwhile, Turkey has sent 300 troops into Syria. It sounds like an invasion, but Turkey's excuse is that they need to guard the tomb of Suleiman Shah, grandfather of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. They're concerned that in between the fight between Assad and the hired mercenaries that this tomb might be defaced. It hasn't yet, by the way. But this is the justification for Turkey to basically invade Syria and put military boots on the ground. I have a hunch that those Turkish troops aren't all going to be guarding that tomb. Now, over in Global Research, they're talking about the escalation of violence over in Iraq, where there's an ongoing fight with U.S. troops, Iraq security services, which are basically U.S. proxies, against the Iraqi people. And they were doing this interesting flashback to the original invasion of Iraq. Remember the propaganda? You know, when you hear the explosions, that's the sound of freedom. And the Iraqi people know otherwise. Because as has been the case with every single U.S. invasion or overthrow, life gets worse for the people in that country. The United States is not invading and overthrowing these other countries for the benefit of the people in those countries. They're overthrowing and invading these other countries for the benefit of the Wall Street money junkies. Now, there has been a big outpouring of disgust and objection to 3 days of U.S. drone strikes in Yemen that have killed some 75 people. And the U.S. excuse is they're all terror suspects. But apparently the reality is they don't even know if they got the guy they were trying to kill. They're doing DNA tests right now. They haven't identified the people. How do you know they're terror suspects? Got to take a break for the top of the hour. We'll be right back.